You know, I don't have a problem with it, to be honest with you. I'm 51 and live under my parents' roof. Yeah, technically, technically. We moved up here as a happy family, me taking care of my son, grandma being grandma, grandpa being grandpa, and then my sister, and she had her son. Her son moved away with her dad, or his dad. And then it was just me and Zach, and I hammered on him to graduate high school. But that was the game plan. And then, of course, there's no work here. That's the crap thing. There's no work here. So, and I still, you know, my parents still help me out, and I'm okay with that. It is what it is. Where am I going to go? I got nowhere to go. What am I going to do? Live in a car? I don't need to live in a car. So, yeah, sometimes you got to just deal with what you got. I got a friend. He lives with his mother, and she is going to be 89 here in August, and he's 65. So there's the same scenario, but he's taking care of her. So, I don't know. It's kind of a different light. I think it's just the whole aspect of life. You know, things are so damn expensive, you can't afford to live on your own. Did you know rent up here in St. John's is $1,200 a month? Yeah, that's expensive, especially if you don't have a job. There's a lot of things. There's a lot of problems. Like California here, I'll give you a prime example. A one-bedroom apartment costs $3,000 a month. I did a configuration, the calculation on this. Here, my ex-girlfriend, Zach's mom, is living this moment. She has no money after her paycheck. None. After her rent, her car payment, she don't have anything to live on. Nothing. Zero.